Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining us here for another episode here at Precious Predicaments. As today is Tuesday, and today is when we're going to be doing the segment From the Pulpit to the Couch. Now, I ran into so many different technical stuff this morning till it was ridiculous. So I hope that Pastor Dan and Steele have not forgotten about me, because I'm still trying to post stuff on the social media components right now as we speak, so that hopefully individuals will still be able to, if they can't hear the show live right now, they'll be able to actually log on and listen to the show on today. So it looks like my gadgets are working. So let me send the pastor a text right now, and hopefully he will call in, because like I said, I normally get the information out much sooner than I did today. But today was just one of those days, and like I say, it's not an excuse, it is an explanation as far as what has been going on. Now, today's topic is one of those topics in regards to God can heal. Now, when we start talking about God, you know, that's one of those subjects. And it was interesting because I was looking and getting information, and I was seeing how in some areas, I didn't know that in China, that there's a lot of atheists that reside in China, and it's basically against the law where individuals can be killed or arrested for worshiping God. So with all of this stuff that's going on, a lot of times we get so confused in regards to the messages that we receive from other people. Now, looks like the pastor has logged on. Thank you, Jesus. Hope that's him. So when we start talking about understanding the healing power of God, it can cause a lot of doubt for both believers and non-believers, as many become impatient and demanding as to how, who, and when they want God to perform. So let me log the pastor on. So as he is on, I can send this information out. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. It's a happy Tuesday, and coming to you from Higher Dominion Worship Center in the beautiful city of San Marcos. This is Pastor Dan Estelle. I'm looking forward to the show on today. We have another powerful topic, and I hope we have a lot of interaction, and I'm ready to get going.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor, because today I needed a serious spiritual healing. I went to the doctor yesterday because I don't like going to the doctor. I don't know what they did. They poked me. They did something, but they jacked me all up. So that's why I am running late today, but it's all good. So I'm sending this stuff out as we, I felt worse as bad as the woman with the, standing by the well. I needed to touch the hem of his garment or do something today, because it just was not a good day. So thank you for joining us, Pastor. Now, when we start talking about God can heal and God being a healing God, I found that even in therapy, a lot of individuals become very impatient and very frustrated, because one of the things is they want God to come when they want him to come and heal who they want him to heal when they want him to heal them. Now, I've had clients come to me, Pastor, and they will say that they was mad at God because God let their grandmama die, or, you know, this happened to so-and-so, and where was God? Pastor, can you give us some insight and information in regards to this topic and talk about how God is a healer?
Well, first of all, I mean, I want to come at it from a strategic advantage point, like we always do, and have people to first understand the mindset of God. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I would like to say to them in regards to healing is that all sickness, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, all begins with sin. And so in Romans chapter 8, it tells us that the whole earth travails because of the original sin in the garden. And now because of what we deal with on this planet Earth, because of sin, it's all related now to that. And so sickness in the mind, in the body, sickness in the cell system, being hereditary or genetic, or coming from an outside attack, like pollution from viruses. All of these things are connected to sin. And so the systemic root of even needing a healing or to having a type of sickness first, systemically, it's connected to sin. And that's what believers need to know first. The second thing they need to know is that the relationship with God and the commandments that the Lord gives us are all related to our healing. And so I can't tell you how critical it is for people to understand that daily living in the Bible, or living to the Word of God, listening to the Word of God is healing you. And I have so many examples, and I already have a couple questions from people texting me on my phone that they need answered now. But I want to lay the groundwork and the foundation just before we start jumping into random topics, because I thought about this a lot, Jeanette. And it's important because what happens is you and I have been in church our whole life, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so we see mothers, we see fathers, we see people grow up in church. These same people are in church, and then these same people don't take care of the body. You know, saints are some of the worst ones that we stay in church sometimes 11, 12 o'clock, and then we'll go out and eat full meals, especially during convention time, knowing that these things are going to cost. See, I'm laying the foundation because we'll read over scriptures that we like and then don't read the other scriptures.
Correct.
Where the Lord tells us to sleep properly, to take care of our bodies, to understand. You know, one thing when I was a youth pastor that I learned, especially when I was growing up in the church, is that how important it is on the cursing side. And I'm going to talk about that. When the Bible says that if you want to live long, be obedient to your parents. I'm paraphrasing, but respecting your parents. And,
Correct, honor thy mother and thy father.
And how that works systemically is that it removes a lot of stress, which is a killer. It removes a lot of headaches. It removes violence. And all these things all add up. And so I wanted to lay the foundation for that first because I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of people I know that keep the peace and follow the Bible are generally healthy people. I've been around it my whole life, and I want to stop for a minute and just talk about a specific denomination within the body of Christendom, Adventists. Adventists stick to the Daniel's diet, and they're very much, you know, every denomination has its flaws. But this particular group, it's noted among Christians that they have less sickness and require less healing than any other denomination because of their adherence to a biblical diet. And so I want to lay that groundwork as we go into the different topics, the different subjects, as we get to, you know, what your first question was, is the mental side and the questioning God side, because this right here lays the foundation. It's kind of a springboard for us to understand. Because when we look at the Ten Commandments and we look at the early commandments of God, they're related to our social being, our well-being, our health being, and then it's connected all together. How we treat God first, how we treat those close to us within our own circle, our nuclear family, you know, our extended family, and then our neighbors, and then our Christian body. And all those things are related to health, okay? And so is there any questions from anybody in regards to that foundation I just laid?
You know, we don't have any callers on the line yet. I'm still sending the information out. So I know you indicated that some people had already put questions that they had for you. And I know, like I said, from my experience, I've had to counsel individuals, and they felt like God should come and heal someone when they want them to do it. And the thing is, and we, you know, we stand on certain scriptures. We talk about by stripes I'm healed. You know, you just dealt with your daughter. I just dealt with my granddaughter and her healing and the seizures and things of that nature. And it was one of the things you said to me, you have to be spiritual. And I relate that information to her mother, which I know it is spiritual, and, you know, your lifestyle. So a lot of that plays a part in it. And I was consulting with her in regards to that. But we stand on these things. And also, when we start talking about with God, we know that, or should know, his ways are better than our ways. And God can heal in and out of season. And when we start talking about reports, whose report do you believe? I was sharing pastor with my daughter the other day because I just signed back up with Kaiser. Kaiser had sent me some emails, and the emails they sent me, I had never seen. And they sent me emails back in 2013 telling me about arthritis and all this mess. I didn't know nothing about it because I hadn't even seen the memo. So, and it was funny because I was wondering what was happening.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Jeanette, because God never pounces us. God always gives us indications, and God always gives us signals.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody, oh, I woke up and I had cancer. No.
Mm-hmm.
There was signal. There's a lot of information. There's warning. That's the type of God we have. We have the type of God, just like right now, you know, as we do from time to time, we would share some of our personal issues. I've had issues with my teeth since I was, you know, 9 years old because I have my sweet tooth. And I can't sit here and blame God now because the filling fell out and this and that, you know. I've had years to get my teeth in order and my dental, you know, assessment done. And then there's lots of research knowing how that affects, you know, viruses, how it affects different things, nerves in the face, how that infection can go to your heart and other parts of your body. And, in fact, I was doing a study, you know, everybody was so curious how King Tut died. How did King Tut die? Because he was the wealthiest and richest king at the time. He was the king of Israel. He died from a tooth infection. Okay? And from a random illness, and which he was warned about. They never took care of it. But my point is that we'll let these things go years, and then there's a problem, and then we'll say, well, Lord, heal me. And then the Lord said, I've been trying to heal you. I've been telling you this all along. And so and what I'm trying to say is that, you know, the woman with the issue of blood that you pointed out had an issue of blood. The Bible says she had been dealing with it for 12 long years. That's the man that was by the pool of water, Bethesda, who was there for 38 years. And so we have examples of people dealing with infirmities in the Bible, and Jesus chose to heal them at his appointed time. And God will come at his appointed time. And when he does that, and he is going to heal you, but he's going to do it in his time, okay? Just like Paul says, you know, I can handle my affliction. He's not going to put no more on me than I can bear. And sometimes for believers, mature believers, God gives us that thorn in our flesh, that illness, that sickness, that thing that we may call a hindrance in order to keep us praying and to keep us faithful and to keep us steadfast. And so this is not just a one answer for all. It's so individual. For instance, there's passages in Scripture in the New Testament and all four of the Gospels when Jesus is healing people. Sometimes Jesus says, your sins have made you sick. Other times Jesus is saying, I'm going to cast out this devil because that's what's making you sick. Then other times God is going to say, Jesus says to them, he points out that this sickness has come down through generations. And so Jesus knows the bottom line. He knows what the answer is, what the source of our sickness is, okay? And that's what doctors try to do in order to understand. And when you get a better understanding, you understand better how to heal. Now, for the believer to jump into it, our number one ingredient for being healed from God is to, first of all, have unmovable faith. Unshaking faith, unwavering faith, to believe that God is going to do it and not doubt that God can do it, okay? Mm-hmm. And for the real, mature, strong believer, to believe that even if God does not do it, he's able to.
To do it,
Scripture
that's
also.
True.
He's able to do it. And so that's those are the challenges that we look at. Who does God heal quickly? Who does God heal slowly? Why does God move in his own terms? Because he's God. And God's going to do it the way he wants to do. And so in a situation with my daughter, if I can share that briefly, is that, you know, this is an illness that she was born with. And by all speculation, she was not supposed to live. But the Lord blessed her to live 17 and a half years. Now, there were some people that say that the Lord didn't heal her, but I would say, no, you're wrong. God more than healed her. God extended her life. Because, Jeanette, the Lord just showed us this the other day. Many people, you know, if they're listening, we know there's not many callers on yet, but you may know of it, the San Diego Charger football player, because it made national news, with all his millions of dollars, his baby died at 7 weeks old. Did you hear that story?
Mm-hmm.
It's a
big sports
story. I didn't
hear that story.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard it recently.
Okay, but you know, professional football players are millionaires.
Correct.
Okay? This guy is a starter for the San Diego Chargers. His last name starts with an M. I think it's Mananis or something like that. But his baby, because the Chargers are in the playoff, is national news. Everybody's watching this. They have it on TV. They have it all over the sport. And they're saying, is he going to play? Is he emotionally well? Because his daughter, who died at 7 weeks, has really shook him, which everybody can understand. The point that I'm making is that she had the same exact congenital heart issue that Jasmine had.
Wow.
That blew my mind. So I had to stop, get on the computer, me and Carmelie look it up to make sure it was right. Exact same thing. In Children's Hospital with some of the same doctors, but God extended the life of our child, and his child, the Lord took home at 7 weeks. And so it's not our position to question God. It's our position to honor and believe him. I do know that we sent up a lot of prayers. We had a prayer chain so long of believers praying for baby Jasmine, you know, and our prayers were answered. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about, you know, their spiritual connection with the Lord on the other side. And so I can't speak to that. But I do know that sometimes God moves, God heals, and sometimes the Lord moves in another direction that we may not think that God is moving in our favor.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Pastor? And that is so true, because I had shared on a year before, too, that when I was born, I was pronounced dead at birth. So my birthday is all messed up. And even when I went to the doctor yesterday, what kind of got me was my daughter had asked me when we were out having a mommy-daughter day, because she'd been on me about my health and taking care of this and taking care of that. And I know this year I will be the exact age that my mother was when they diagnosed her with cancer. So I was like, Lord, I used to tell jokes. If it happened, it happened. And I, you know, because I use my sense of humor. So when I went to the doctor yesterday, and I was talking to the woman, she was confused because she's looking at my medical report and she's looking at me and it ain't adding up. So she's like, well, we don't know what to do with you. I said, I know. This ain't the first time I've been told that. But I know now that God has blessed me to be on this earth 50-something years. I told my daughter, I'm just going to ride it out. I'm going to just enjoy life, change some things, take care of myself, start working less, because I've been blessed. I can't ask for no more. But today, when I left the doctor's office, my body was toe up. I'm like, what the heck did they do to me? But it's all good. It's all good. Because I go, man. Ooh-wee. Okay, I ain't going to share all that, but ooh-wee. But you know what? But that happens. Now, when we start talking about medically impossible, a lot of times, Pastor, when we're dealing with things, because I know even with my mom, when they diagnosed her with cancer, her cancer went into total remission. And they said she was a walking miracle, but it came back because, like you said, attitude and faith. And sometimes when God can be working behind the scenes when we don't even know he's working behind the scenes. And the thing is, our attitude is so important that we have to speak life sometimes too. And when we start talking about our faith and the supernatural. Pastor, I think that's one of the things that confuse a lot of individuals when we're talking about our belief system, is sometimes individuals think, oh, well, they're crazy, or that's not going to happen. Let's speak a little bit about the supernatural.
Well, in regards to the supernatural, again, let me first say it's real. And secondly, to state that we laid the foundation for that in the opening of the call. And then the scriptures relating to that is that the Lord doesn't even want us to dabble into that.
And yeah, that's some true, because I know there's so much problem technically.
Yeah, because some of it is curses, generational curses. A lot of it is people have dabbled into some of the wrong things. They're tricked. They get connected to the wrong crowd. People make mistakes. People make mistakes because of gateway drugs and gateway influences and behavior, and it leads them into a spiritual realm. And, and what's different about this is that almost every encounter I've had with somebody that needs spiritual healing, and this is for the Lord to touch their mind. This is for the Lord to cast out demonic spirits. This is for the Lord to take away, you know, depression, anxiety, these type of things, spirits of suicide. All of these things come under the heading of spiritual attacks and where we need spiritual healing, okay? And so all of these things always start out with a happy feeling. They always start out with the luring of the enemy. And that's how it is. It's the mystical side, and it's the advent, you know. And what happens is that now when you come under the influence, then the real thing shows, because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to steal your purpose, your joy, your wisdom, your anointing. He wants to steal your happiness, your goodness. He wants to kill you mentally and then physically. And he wants to destroy every relationship that you have. And people think that they control the spirits. But then they find out that the spirits are controlling them, and then now they're seeking healing from it. And from this type of thing, you know, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need God. We need Jesus. We need the power of the Trinity to come in and to help us. And to help people with spiritual healing. Now, the Bible says that these things come by prayer, by fasting, by the laying on of hands. Okay? And you have to understand this. Again, have faith, have belief in it. And I've seen the Lord heal. I've seen the Lord cast out devils. I've seen the Lord change people. Just as the Bible says in the book of Matthew, when Jesus laid hands, cast out the devil, and healed the demoniac, the people were amazed because he was in his right mind immediately. Okay? Jesus cast out the devil, okay? And the man was in his right mind immediately because the cause of his sickness, the reason that he needed healing, was from demonic oppression.
And you know, Pastor, I'm listening.
Well, I just wanted to tell the people I'm referring to Luke 4, 33 and 36. And what Jesus used was authority. And that's what I want people to understand. You do have the power to cast out demons with the authority of Jesus Christ that comes through the Holy Spirit, but you don't have that in your own spirit and by your own right.
And that's where I was going with Pastor, because it's not that, because that is one of those things that you don't want to open up Pandora's box. But when we think in the natural, God is supernatural. And when people start trying to play God, that's where it becomes a problem. And people start coming up with all these little different things that you really don't want to dip and dabble in. You know, that's where I was going, because I remember when years ago, and your sisters can attest to this, I had back problems real, 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 real bad. It was so bad. They told me twice. I heard all of this stuff. I had a client come into my office, and he asked me, can I pray for you? And I said, sure. It was so bad. I was doing therapy laying on the floor. I couldn't even drive. I had to sit on the passenger seat holding the back of the seat because I couldn't sit down. My back was hurting so bad.
Right.
That man prayed for me. He touched my back, prayed for me. Pastor, I didn't have no surgery, no medication, no pain pills, no nothing. And miracles and those things do happen, but he was so scared because he was afraid to touch me because he didn't know what my kids was going to think. And he walked around my whole office for a whole hour after he asked me if he could pray for me because he didn't know if I was going to receive it. And it was crazy, but it happened. It happened. So when we start, like I said, that's where I was going with the when we think that we think in the natural, but God is supernatural when we're talking about healing and healing power. Because a lot of times, like I said, whose report do you believe? God's report or the medical report? But we don't want to be ignorant to things either. It's like I was telling my son the other day, with hypertension. I said, look, you need to get you some high blood pressure medication. He didn't want to, but he wanted to give me a reason why he don't want to take it. I'm like, that is the silent killer. You know, you can't be playing with your blood pressure. So some things we do to ourselves, and we have to, and I always say when we know better, we do better. But part of this is to educate individuals, give individuals good spiritual teaching as it relates to this topic, and not to for people to play God or say, you know, because people used to watch Benny Hinn, and, you know, they watch a lot of individuals, and some people think it's fake. So that's why I felt this topic was very important, especially considering that we're losing so many people.
Well, it's important that you brought up that topic because this is the body of Christ. This show is for everybody, but mainly for believers. But in the body of believers, we do believe that people have the gift of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the body of Christendom, this has been exploited. There are people that manipulate it, but there are genuine people that possess the gift of healing. It is a gift from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use your discernment, and you have to know the Bible to know when you're dealing with somebody that is gifted in the area of healing.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been personally suspicious when people say, you know, we're going to have a healing program, specifically say that they can dictate the date, the place, and the hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the location that God going to show up and release and just going to heal everybody at that time. And there are some people that will argue that with me, and that's okay. Like I said, that was one of my personal opinions. I believe that the person's faith and will has to line up with the person that's gifted being under the authority of the Holy Spirit and the Lord blessing them to use their gift to heal, for there to be a spiritual connection that the work of the Lord can take place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's real important. I don't think people should ever pay money
mm-hmm.
for healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen these abuses, we've seen these situations, and, you know, I'd like to tell believers that those things are dangerous,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people are going to do what they want to do, but I'm just letting them know that those things are dangerous, and so you just have to be careful out there. Not everybody has your best interest in mind, and it's important for people to understand that.
Correct.
And, so,
and you know,
when it comes,
I like how you sum that up. That's good.
It's important to understand that because the issue that I talked about earlier about the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible does say, you know, that she had spent all her money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people will try to get you and tell you that they can heal you and tell you that, you know, that this is the right healing, this type of thing. And no, you just have to be careful.
Correct. And you know what, Pastor, and it seems like what happens is individuals become desperate. They get scared, you know, because, you know, many believers, I know I'm not afraid to die. I'm not. I just always say if I do go, I just don't want to be hungry when I go. So, but other than that, let me have a full course meal before I go. Like, I don't want to go be hungry because then I might be in trouble when I get wherever I'm going, you know. But by that same token, I'm not afraid. Now, I have a question, and one of the questions indicate, will God need my permission or need a person's permission in order to heal them? Because sometimes we may want that person to be healed and live, but do God need their permission?
No, God doesn't need the permission to heal. And oftentimes, Romans chapter 8 tells us that the Holy Spirit works with groanings and intercessions and inside our spirit, making intercession for us, and we don't even understand it. And what happens is that the Spirit is praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically in the New Testament, Jesus is talking to Peter, and he tells him that the devil is seeking you to destroy you. The devil wants to kill you. He wants to bring about all type of malice against you. And Jesus says to him, don't worry. I've already taken care of it. I prayed for you.
Mm.
And so all saints have to know this, that when Jesus sat down on the right hand of the Father, he's making intercession for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that Jesus is praying for our well-being. Jesus is praying for our well-being. Now, when we start to ask for healing, Jeanette, when we start to ask for the Lord to touch us, that's when we're coming into connection of believing ourselves. And what happens is that Jesus is continually praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is continuously interceding for us. But oftentimes Jesus is praying, Lord, don't let them kill themselves. Lord, Jesus is praying, how can I get their attention to let them know that this type of practice that they're doing is going to kill them. This type of mm-hmm. behavior that they're doing is going to kill them. This type of eating that they're doing is going to kill them. How can I get their attention to let them know that I'm trying to heal them, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, he's not going to overrule us. Okay?
Correct.
He gives us choice. And so what he's saying mm-hmm. is that when your choice now, your faith lines up with my provision, then now we can work a healing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the people
caught that. That is true. When you said that, Pastor,
that
I was going to go there because I remember you did that to me at it was very powerful. When you were saying it, it reminded me of when we was at IHOP several years ago, and I had all that food in front of me, and you looked at me like, Jeanette, don't eat all that. Like, please don't do all that.
So what would happen is that, you know, physician, heal thyself. And what
mm-hmm.
that's saying is that, you know, again, we don't have a lot of callers today, so we have to speak more on our show. I thought water.
You're breaking up, Pastor.
Well, what I said was I know I need to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And what I pray is that Lord, you know, help me with this. And then my joints get achy from running, walking and stuff, and the Lord tells me, you just need water. And I'm like, Lord, what's
mm-hmm.
wrong with me? This bruciitis. He's like, no, you're not drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have to understand. I had a friend, and he said, you know, to me, Dan, he says, your coffee might be 70%, 80% water.
Correct.
Okay.
The sugar.
But once you add all the ingredients to that, you can add all, there's no
mm-hmm.
It's coffee now. And it's calorie, you know, the calorie increase is taken off with the additives. And it's the same thing with juice. Juice is not
mm-hmm.
water. Juice has a lot of other additives
wow.
to it.
And
especially
know,
if we buy juice from the stores and all these types of things, we don't, that's what we need to understand.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pastor, and part of it is, too, like you said, a lot of it is we do a lot of things to ourselves, and a lot of it through sin. We start talking about sickness and things of that nature, and then individuals start looking at individuals. And that's when I was saying how I remember the guy told me about his grandmother being in church, which that really did make a difference. I mean, his grandmother's like almost 90 years old. So a lot of times we're afraid we don't want to lose people. So, and that's very understanding. Now, I'm looking at something, and it basically indicates that God tells us through prayer He can speak to us and use us to work miracles for His glory. And when you use these prayers for healing, you're coming to God completely surrendered and expectant to His, to let His glory or His Holy Spirit work in and through you. Now, I know I had already pretty much gave in, and I know things that I got to do, and I know I'm going to do them because I'm about sick and tired of being sick and tired, so I'm at that place right about now. So I already know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but when we're talking about just that, even there are some prayers, and it also has a lot to do with our faith. Now, I have some information, and it talks about a prayer for personal healing. And even though we know God knows us, but a lot of times we try to hide things. But before I even go into that, Pastor, somebody's calling in. So let me log this caller in on the line because I want to make sure everybody is included. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hi, Jeanette.
Okay. Hi. What were you going to say?
I said it's been a long time, and I got the number from Instagram, so I wanted to listen to you about what you're going to talk about.
Wow, I think I know who this is. How are you doing? Because you went through a lot. You became terminally ill at one point where you was young and healthy and vibrant, and then you took a turn for the worse. What's going on in your life? Because I haven't talked to you in years, but I remember your voice.
I'm glad to talk to you. I stopped doing the naughty stuff, and and then I think with them, he just so much stress and everything, and then I went one more time out, and then that's why I got the stroke. But I don't do nothing, and I got, like, 3 years clean and whatnot.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I am just glad to hear that you are still alive because you have been through some strokes. You've been through a lot. And
yes,
I'm just really glad to just even hear your voice. I'm like,
I thank God because He has done so many, and I should have died, really, I should have, but because I stayed at this one guy, Roger, you remember him.
Yeah, I do.
And I was with him overnight, and I should have been brought to the hospital sooner, but I'm glad because he saved my life, God did, and I have to relearn how to talk and all that and walk because on my right side I was right-handed. I'm left-handed now, and I still can't write or anything with my right side. But, I'm just going through a lot, you know, and sometimes I think I would pray to God that maybe God just wants me to stay like this because I like it like this. And my mom tells me all the time, no, just keep trying. And it's been 2 years since I've done any of my exercises, but
wow.
I'm happy. I really am. I'm happy. I don't want to be able to leave and do all that stuff. You know, God's kind of way of telling me to stay home. And we found my brother Mark. You know, he wrote to us finally, and I'm gonna wait, and my dad's gonna bring him here, and I'm gonna go out again because I'm gonna have my older brother Mark, and because I want to go out there because I only have half my body. You know, I can walk on it, yes, but I don't want anybody else like to come up to me and talk to me.
Well, you know what? I want to say, because I remember having conversations, and I told you you was in trouble when you was vibrant. I saw it. And I told you. And you was looking at me like, how you know? And the man,
yes.
Jesus. Okay. But you know
and
what?
I still believe, I remember you saying that. You were in trouble. And, you know, but I didn't think anybody believed because I was doing bad stuff, you know. I was on drugs and stuff, and, you know, and I bless Alicia's heart because she's gone through a lot, too. I finally talked to her, and she's going through some stuff, too, and I'm waiting to go to court and whatnot, and she wants to be with me now. She don't want to be with him. She calls him what do they call that? That gaslighter or whatever, and
wow.
He is all of that, and she's already almost 14.
Wow.
You know.
Well, you know what?
I'm gonna say this
because we're gonna go into the show. Pastor, she really needs prayer, but I want you to know I'm still in the same spot I was the last time you saw me. So even if you got an Uber there or whatever you got to do, I'm still there on Thursday so you can come see me so at least I can see your face. But I'm glad to know
okay.
You are still amongst the living. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Pastor? Pastor,
very powerful. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
Very powerful call. I think what was powerful about that call was that this is a person who understands that sometimes God does not give a complete healing, but God gives a healing.
Mm-hmm.
And she is happy with the level of healing that she has thus far. And
mm-hmm.
It was encouraging to hear her give God the praise and see. So I was listening for those particular buzzwords because you know her history and, you know, you know a lot about the case. I don't know much about the case.
Mm-hmm.
What I did hear her, though, talk about her putting in the effort to learn how to speak again, move again, to learn
correct.
How to write again with her other hand. And she, that's all about attitude.
Oh yeah,
and that's what people have to understand that you're not going to always receive a complete healing. Healing, and restoration are two different things. Sometimes God will do a full restoration and return you back to the place and even better than where you were before. I've seen that in some people, and
mm-hmm.
in some cases, there's a partial healing, or maybe a subpartial healing. And then the Lord wants us to, catch this, to work on our healing.
Wow.
And working on our healing is a process of retraining the brain, retraining the body, developing different eating habits and all these things because they're all related to our well-being, our focus, and our attitude. And so
right.
I was overwhelmed by the caller.
You,
and,
I'm still overwhelmed because
yeah.
after, I mean, I met her in her early 20s, if she was even that old. And I watched
right.
her go from that to becoming almost dead and physically, mentally
right.
handicapped. When I saw
right.
her, I was like, oh, my God. But we always had a real good relationship where she always trusted me and she knew I was always honest with her. Always, and that's why
right.
I told you before that discernment gets me in trouble in regards to what I say to people because I don't know how they're going to receive it. But she always came back or always followed me or found me. And that's
I
my
do
thing.
Remember that. I do remember that when it's been like 6 months since I showed up for my class and I called you. I'm like, but she understands you. And no matter what, you understand what I'm going through with Billy. No matter what, drugs or whatever, you were always honest. And I get that, you know. So I trusted you and I still trust you. And I just, all this stuff happened, you know, and I was like, man, I gotta find that number. And I'm glad I found you, you know. And I like to be on the radio too, because that's what I read it, what it's about. I was like, oh yeah, I want to go on that. And it's 12 o'clock. I hope it's still open. You know, I like that, you know.
Wow. I'm
good.
Glad that you're alive. I'm glad you're alive. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I am too, but I'm thankful for God. He saved my life, yes, but I'm happy at where I'm at. You know, I really am.
Thank God.
You know, I really am. I know I could probably be better, but, you know, get my right arm and my leg, but I'm kind of scared at the same time. Like, what if I get it all back and, like, something happens and I go back and lose again? I don't want that, you know. I'm happy, and I've learned to live with that, and I work with my left side, you know, and I bite with my left side and all that, and my right side, I can move it. Like, I can lift my hand up all the way up and I can move my fingers, but, you know, I'm happy where I'm at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy. You know, I don't want to keep doing the exercises. I really don't. I want to stay like this. You know, I'd rather live with my mom and you know, I'm not where I'm at now. I can give myself the baths and whatnot. In the beginning, I couldn't, you know, But I'm happy now, you know. My brother Mark's going to come out from New Mexico. We finally, he remembered my grandma's address and wrote us a letter, and I was so happy. And he's going to be here in February, so... You know, and I got him, you know, go out and have fun and do things now. You know, I'm happy. You know,
gotcha.
I am.
Gotcha. Okay, Pastor, what do you want the listeners to know when we're talking about God can heal? Let's go back into the show and give the listeners some information. And I'm glad you're talking, because you're actually speaking better, because when you had the stroke, you wasn't even able to talk. That's why you're saying, I'm glad I can talk on the radio, because you couldn't even talk. You was mumbling. You had to write things down, because you was pretty much paralyzed and everything else. So you're speaking actually better, because I understood your voice.
It's been a couple years, but I remember when I first called, and I couldn't really speak, you know, but I wanted to listen, so...
Now you say, I want to talk. Okay, Pastor, let's go on with the show.
Yeah, she wants to talk now. Oh, boy.
Because she able. That lets you know God is able, because, Pastor, she couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
She had to write stuff down. She couldn't open her mouth. You couldn't even understand what she was saying.
It's very powerful. It's a powerful testimony. It's good for the believers to hear this and understand it. But a lot of us in our lives have seen healings. We've seen the Lord heal, especially believers in church. It becomes more personal when it's you, a loved one, you know, someone in your family, one of your children or a sibling. It becomes very personal. But if we can learn, as we said before, to offset these things before they come upon us, that's healing also. That's what I need for the people to understand. I want to go into the mental side of it, oppression and healing, because Jesus healed people who were oppressed, who were dealing with depression, people dealing with suicidal thoughts.
I want to say something too. I want to hear about that, because I do have a depression going on, and not so bad now anymore. But you know, I sometimes I get that way, you know, and I want to help. I want to find help too for my daughter as well, because she's ADHD, and I want to know a little more about that, so maybe I can help her. You know.
Right. Well, I mean, our show last week was talking about transformed by the renewing of the mind. And we talked about that going into the new year, how having a right mind, getting our mind in the right place, spiritually, biblically, aligning ourselves with the Word of God, aligning our walk with the Word of God. And we talked about how everything starts in the mind. And so that is still available for your listening pleasure. If you go back in to the show, you can listen to last week's show. But
I would love to hear it.
Amen. But God doesn't want us to be sick in our minds, because then we cannot fulfill our purpose. We cannot express the happiness and joy it is to be a believer, and it's hard for us to be a witness. And so what people have to understand first, when we talked about a show a few months ago, is that this is real. Christians do deal with depression, number one. Christians do have to deal with suicidal thoughts. They can. Christians do deal with mental illness. And so I want people to understand that it's real. But Jesus is a healer. And what I mean by that is that you go to the Lord in prayer, you go to the Lord by faith, I believe God will heal. And because that's what he asks us to do. He says if you also want to be healed, as a sign of your faith also, go to the elders. And what he means by elders is the pastors, the assistant pastors, the missionaries in the church, people who you know, who you trust to be, you know, prayer warriors, who have a relationship with the Lord, to lay hands upon you. And that's what the Bible says biblically, the laying on of hands. And it's by the faith connection. It's by the person, the elder, believing and doing what God has told them to do, and it's by the person that needs the healing who's seeking now. Who's seeking from the Lord, who's seeking by faith and coming before the Lord, okay? We have examples in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and I'm not going to run down the gamut of scriptures. If someone wants to reach out to me and call me, I will do that with them individually, of people who have sought out their healing. I will talk about Hannah in the Old Testament, in the book of Samuel, who prayed for years for the Lord to heal her body so that she could have a child. So much so that when she finally had that child, she dedicated them to the Lord, and then the Lord blessed her to have other children. But the indication or the point I want to make is the crux of that was that she prayed so hard and so had so much faith that the priest in the temple thought she was drunk. Okay? And that's what it is sometimes. Sometimes people say, I prayed to the Lord for my healing, and they said, Lord, healed me. And they walked away and did on what they had to do and didn't really show faith. That's what I'm saying. There are some people that have what I call discount faith, on sale faith, and that don't work. And what we have to understand is that God cannot be manipulated. God cannot be fooled. God is not a genie in the bottle, okay? But he is sovereign, and he is a healer, and he will heal those that are seeking him, those that are faithful, and those that really want to be healed. And he can heal in every area and in every way. We talked about this also last year on one of the shows, Jeanette, how the Lord healed that family, the couple that couldn't have the baby, and they finally had the baby. This was on national news also, and the Lord healed that child, and so because they sought after the Lord, and so every case is a case by case basis. I can only tell you about what I've seen, what I've read, what I understand, and what I believe, but I trust in the Lord.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's where it starts, your faith and your trust. And a lot of times individuals waver from that because they get disappointed, they feel it's taking too long, and we become impatient, which is some of the things that I was talking about earlier. And we have to, like I always say, when we know better, we do better. But if you trust God and you believe in God and you stand on His word and you continue to pray and fast, and, you know, it may not come when you want it to, but if it's in His will, it's in His will. And we can't change that. And I think that's where a lot of individuals and what people struggle with. And, like, even with this young lady on the phone, like I said, I remember the battles and fights I used to have with her, too, as much as what we went through. But by that same token, she had to come also because she was not very spiritual when I met her at all. Yeah. And I mean far from it. So, but she... I'm the one you under the bus.
I know.
I am throwing her under the bus.
And this is why we're back to that class. It's because I love that class. You guys were so awesome there. Sometimes I want to go back to just the chin, and, well, you know, I don't think I can, but
You can come back. But, Pastor, she used to give me the blues sometimes. She challenged every one of my little beings and senses that I used to want to fuck upside the head sometimes. But she knew I loved her.
But that's the other thing about healing that's important is that God knows how to get your attention. And sometimes the Lord will set us down. One of the great pastors who's gone on to be with the Lord now, Dr. Evie Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I have many of his books that he wrote. Evie Hill said at one time, and Dr. J. Vernon McGee also said this. These were old men of valor, and they've been gone to be with the Lord since about 20, 30 years they've been with the Lord. Mm-hmm. But I remember both of them saying that the Lord had just put them in the hospital to get their attention because they wouldn't listen, because they were so busy in God's business. And Lord said, you're so busy in God's business, you're not taking care of yourself. And if you let your health fail, how are you going to take care of my business?
Thank you. Yep.
And so, Evie Hill said he was sitting there in the hospital, and he was questioning God. He was mad at God. And he said, God, how can I be in here? I preach for you every Sunday. I'm on revivals. I'm on TV. I'm going here. I'm laying hands, healing other people, and here I am sick. And the Lord didn't talk to him. And the Lord let him lay there. And then the Lord finally talked to him and told him that, Evie, how many times did I tell you to cut out this habit, that habit, that habit, this habit, that habit, and you didn't? And all this stuff added up. And now you're here. And the Lord told him, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to bring you out of this hospital, but you're going to listen next time.
I get it.
And so he learned his lesson in his healing, and the Lord had to slow him down to do it. And the same thing with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. He thought that oh, no, I can't get sick. Oh, no, it ain't going to happen to me. I'm too high on the food chain of the Lord. I'm preaching all over the world. It's not going to happen to me. And the Lord has to get his attention. And so that's what we have to understand.
And you know what, Pastor? And that is true, because even with myself, and I know, like I said, I never get that look you gave me when you was wondering why I was coming late, and I was like, well, I was seeing clients. You looked at me like, you see clients on Sundays? And I know better, and I'm going to do it. You gave me that look like I just got a whooping. I was like, okay. I'm working on that. I told him, I'd be running out there like, my pastor said, I got to go. You know, and it's crazy because my godbrother told me, he said, Jeanette, we don't want to visit you on your back. Stop, Jeanette. And I just keep going and going and going. But I'm going to tell you, even before last night, I was like, this got to stop. And when I had confirmation today, I'm like, I'm done. It's a wrap. Like I said, I ain't going to keep bumping my head to the white meat. I'm done. I can't do this. I got to get. I'm done.
Amen.
So Pastor, listen, I'm going to wrap the show up and say a prayer, what we can do in regards to, and I want to thank those for listening, but we're going to let Pastor end us with this show today.
Yeah, I do want to do that. I think that's real important to do that, to let the people understand that there are hundreds of verses in the Bible about healing. You can go into the Bible, you can Google verses on healing. There are hundreds, and they're very specific if you want to go into the type of healing that you want also. I think that's important for people to understand. If you want more information on those specific verses, you can contact us at Higher Dominion Worship Center, hdwc.live. You can come by the church at 800 West Mission Road in San Marcos. We have a great pastoral Bible study, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Our worship on Sunday is at 12:30 noon. Thank you for listening to the show today. We want to end it with a brief prayer of healing. Father, we thank you. Lord, we come before you. God, we want to pray for everyone who's listening to us that has affliction in their body, their heart, their mind, their soul. We pray for all types of healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, Lord, natural healing, Lord. We pray, God, that you would just touch your people. We pray, God, that all the people who are faithfully listening, that are faithfully praying to you, that believe that you are a healer, that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, that we know it's going to be done. We claim it in the Father's name. There's nothing too big or too small for you, and we thank you in advance for the healing. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. All right, Pastor. We'll figure out what we're going to talk about next week, because right now I'm so stuck. I can't even think straight. Okay.
All right.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, remember, you got this. Bye-bye.
It's at 11:30, right, on Mondays?
No, I'm there Thursdays. Come Thursday, anytime. I'm there all day from 9 until late at night, 8 o'clock. Okay? I'm still in the same spot.
Okay. On Thursdays, I want to go by there and say hi.
Thank you. See you then. Okay, bye-bye.